Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
DBT and James Siemens, Professor of the Practice of Theater Studies, to accompany to the podium Jerry Seinfeld, candidate for the honorary degree of Doctor of Arts.
Yay! Yay! It's a speech about nothing. Yay!
So, what's the big deal about our commencement speaker?
Oh, here it is. We are the angry people. We protest a Jew talking at our ceremony. How dare he? What is he, pro-Israel?
So. Thank you.
See, I have some thoughts about this speech that Jerry Seinfeld famously gave at Duke University. Thought number one, in my industry, you know, news doesn't always have the best judgment. Let's just say we just sometimes, you know, don't cover things in context particularly well. 30, 35 people decide that they're going to get up and walk out of a Jerry Seinfeld commencement. Is that news? Well, I have my own thoughts about whether disruptive protests constitute news. It's amazing. If you watch a congressional hearing, and there's this organization called Code Pink that likes to interrupt things for spectacle value. And, there were protesters that interrupt the hearing. You have a five-hour hearing about the future of the Navy, for instance, not saying any particular, but just picking, full of news. But if three nitwits in outrageous costumes decide to yell and scream for a minute and have to get escorted out by the sergeant at arms, that's what makes the news. Because not everybody who works in my industry is the brightest bulb, let's just say. Right? I mean, think about the judgment behind that. That's the news? Oh, that's amazing. In this case, okay, for context, 30, 35 nitwits decided that they didn't want to sit there and listen to some Jew. I mean, what else can you say? Oh, no, it's not because he's Jewish. It's because he's pro-Israel. Kind of related. Just maybe kind of related. Oh, does it hurt your feelings that we say you're anti-Semitic? Anyway, so 30, 35 people decide to get up and walk out of this speech to show how wrong Jerry Seinfeld is and Duke is and all that. Meanwhile, 6,970 people sat there and watched. 7,000 people graduated, plus friends and family. And they all enjoyed it. In fact, did you hear that part at the end? They're chanting Jerry. So what's the truth of this story? Well, the truth of the story is, headline, most Duke graduating class supports speaker. No, what's the headline? 30 people walk out in protest. Okay. Now, I don't so much mind. I understand that, my industry is often very myopic. You know, they can only see the outrageous example right in front of them. I used to actually do this this thing long time ago in Phoenix. It was called Reverse News, and it was an ongoing feature to make fun of my industry. Because, for example, on a day you might have two planes came within 300 feet of each other at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, more at 10. Well, what's the more? Nothing happened. I mean, they got close. or even when there's a horrible incident, and there are sometimes horrible incidents, but, like commercial airliner crashes, in the United States are incredibly rare. But okay, let's say there is one. What's the context? You know, today we had 100 people died in a plane crash. Okay, all right, it's news, sure. How many took off and landed safely today? So the feature I used to do every once in a while was I would, you know, pretend to be some pompous news anchor and get on the radio and, today in the news, 24,318 airplanes safely took off and landed. More at 11. You know, because that's the general truth, right? That's the, so, anyway, they confer an honorary degree on him, blah, blah. But here's what I actually appreciate the fact that this got covered so much of the story. You say, I thought you just made fun of the fact that it was covered so much of the story. Yeah, both. Yeah, both. Here's why. It made me watch the speech. I actually forget every year. It's one of the most interesting things to do as a philosopher, cultural commentator, radio host, whatever I am, is to watch these commencement addresses by famous people. A couple years ago, I watched the one by Taylor Swift. Never managed to get it on the radio. I don't know, ran out of time, got too late, didn't, blah, blah. It was interesting. This one by Jerry Seinfeld, really interesting. So interesting that as my way of thanking the anti-Jewish protesters that walked out of the speech, I'm going to share the speech with you this morning, not in its entirety in one segment, but in much of it over the course of the whole morning, because it wasn't just good, it was great. And it was appropriate. And honestly, my takeaway is, you know who needed to hear this speech the most? The people who walked out, who decided that they were going to express their anti-American idea of not listening to somebody they disagreed with. That's anti-American. If you won't listen to people you disagree with, you hate America. It's that simple. America is built on the premise of being around other people that we don't agree with. Maybe we don't even like them, but you still listen. You still pay attention. You protect their rights because you want them to protect your rights. It's a collective agreement we have, generally embodied in something like the First Amendment. If you hate listening and won't listen to people who disagree with you and don't want to be around anybody and thinks everybody ought to do things your way, you don't get this country. I mean, that. And you know what? There's a place for you here nevertheless. That's the beauty of it. Even if you hate America, you're still allowed to be here. That's kind of like to prove the point, you know, in its most extreme case. Anyway, so here, this is, let's see, where do I want to start with this? I think this is an okay place to start.
I am here today at the gracious invitation of President Price and the Duke Board of Trustees because after spending 4 years at what is considered one of the finest institutions of higher education in the world, they apparently feel that perhaps some light entertainment will get you all to the final realization, you know, I think I've really had enough of this place. Let's bring in a comedian. Let's bring the sophistication and erudition of the Duke experience down a couple notches. And I thought maybe that does make sense. Maybe the thinking was what we really want is to just get these kids the hell out of here. What would give them that last final push? Because what you might not be fully aware of is that the entire time you have been at this wonderful university, we have been meeting and talking to other kids that we would like to replace you with.
Like we're recruiting the people to get you out of here, right?
Not because we weren't happy with you, not at all. You have been great. It's just, you know, we wanted to see what's out there. I don't want to say exactly how many kids we talked to. It's roughly this many. And we met a lot of wonderful kids, a lot. Was there a time when we were thrilled to have you come here to learn, grow, and flourish? Of course there was. That time is past.
So I know that's just like the warm-up, but it gives you a sense of, obviously, Jerry Seinfeld, his demeanor. But then, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a really great speech, and there was a lot in this speech. It was about 20 minutes. It's a pretty standard graduation commencement speech.
We do offer graduate programs in a number of different disciplines if you and your parents want to stall your ultimate uselessness for a few more years. I can't imagine how sick you are of hearing about following your passion. I say, the hell with passion. Find something you can do, that would be great. If you try something and it doesn't work, that's okay too. Most things do not work. Most things are not good. You know this already from your short lives.
What a great counter-cultural message, right? You know, go find your passion and do your passion. Nah, find something you can do. Do that.
Let go of this idea that you have to find this one great thing that is my great passion, with your shirt torn open and your heaving pec muscles. It's embarrassing. Just be willing to do your work as hard as you can with the ability you have. We don't need the heavy breathing and the outstretched arm from your passion. It makes coworkers uncomfortable in the cubicle next to you. Find fascination. Fascination is way better than passion. It's not so sweaty.
I mean, this is, God, this is brilliant. Tell you an analogy, okay? I used to do, when I would teach ethics, I would do a whole week on sex, dating, and relationships. Because, you know, what else is more valuable to the average college student than thinking about the ethics of relationships and sex and dating and all of that? And one of the things in that context that I would try to do is disabuse them of the myths that are going to prevent them from being happy when it comes to getting married. And one of the most powerful myths that people have that will prevent you from being happy in marriage is this absolutely moronic notion that there is one perfect person out there for you to find. And if only you can find that one perfect person, everything will be great and y'all can ride off into the sunset together and be happy. couple of quick notes. Number one, no marriage works like that. Even if you find a great person, and you don't always, but even if you do, you don't ride off in the sunset together to have bliss. It's lots of work and lots of struggle and lots of challenges. Second, if you manage to find that one perfect person, why in the world would they marry you? Like, this is not going to happen. But no, this myth of the perfect person, the perfect match, your soulmate, bull. But think of the pressure if you believe that. I mean, do they live in your town? Do they go to your school? Is it maybe the person not in your row on the airplane, but they're six rows up and you've got to make sure to meet them during the 2-hour interval you've got for the plane ride just to be sure you manage to get in contact with your perfect person, because this might be the only time. You know, you're in line at the Taco Bell. Could they be behind you? Could they be in front of you? Could they be behind the counter waiting for you to discover them like the gem in the and no, it's absurd. You know what makes a great marriage? A couple of people who are committed to the idea of marriage and committed to making it work and can basically get along and have fun with each other most of the time. You can make a great marriage with thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people if you approach it that way. You make a marriage. You don't find a marriage. You say, why are you talking about marriage in the context of a Jerry Seinfeld speech? Because he's saying the same thing about your endeavor in life, about your job, your occupation. I didn't have to be a talk radio host. I could have done lots of other things. I would have been really happy doing lots of other things. I am happy doing this. You don't find your perfect passion and then do it. You find something that you're good at, that people want to pay you for, and then you do that a little better. And if you find out later that you don't like it much, do something else. Most people just kind of get into something and go. And what do you think? You found the wrong thing? You missed out on your calling somehow or other? That's what he's saying. Don't worry about that. Just find something that you enjoy doing, that you think is valuable in the world, and do that. But this, like, pie in the sky dream soulmate, your job mate, is out there. If only you can figure it out and then pursue that. Again, bull. You know? Well, don't you believe God has a destiny for you? Okay, fair enough. If he does, Is he going to let you screw it up? So you don't have to worry about it. I mean, right? If you really believe that God's got a plan, a future, a destiny for you, then okay, great. Then what, you're going to mess that up because you took the wrong class or you picked the wrong job for summer? I mean, it's just, anyway, so this is only the beginning. I have lots of stuff to say about this. It's a great speech. There's a lot in this speech, a lot of different lessons in this speech. And so even though I think it's idiotic that we treat 30 people protesting a college graduation as the big news story, I'm appreciative that we did it because it made me go and watch this speech, and I have a lot to share about it. And I feel like I learned things from this speech or caught insights that I might not otherwise have caught, and so I wanted to share it with you today. 525 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why are you doing this?
Because you can't win, Rock. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
Take my photo off the wall if it just won't sing for you.
Ah, such a great song. 528 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Note in here, if you're heading into Pensacola from Pace Milton on Highway 90, I would recommend probably going a different way. Here's why. The traffic backup that you're seeing is because there has been a power line down. Since about 3 a.m., the Scambia County Fire Rescue has been out there. FPL's getting on the scene. But the power line is across Highway 90, right across from or right in front of Mugs and Jugs. So avoid, if you can, avoid that area. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The Trump defense team will continue their cross-examination of Michael Cohen when that trial resumes again this morning. The ex-Trump lawyer said that he instructed Stormy Daniels' lawyer to lie about the alleged encounter with former President Trump, and Cohen said Trump directed him to pay Daniels $130,000. President Biden raising tariffs on Chinese imports, including electric vehicles, semiconductors, and other goods. He spoke from the White House. Biden said the tariffs are meant to counter China's unfair trade practices. And 18 states trying to block a federal agency from expanding legal protections for transgender workers. The states filed a lawsuit Monday to block new protections by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, saying that the agency had overstepped when it issued legal guidance, which said employers who call workers by the wrong pronouns could face claims of workplace harassment.
They've backed off of this guidance now?
I don't believe they have.
No. See? Too bad. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, this is actually a great example of this. You know, I always talk about Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty and, you know, how great she is at this. And I was talking about, you know, find something that you're pretty good at and then just keep doing that. You know, she did news for a long time. And then she did some other stuff. And then she started doing real estate. And she found out she was pretty good at it. And she just did it more and more and more. And now she's this massively successful real estate agent. because she just pursued something that she was good at. I mean, she's a great example. She had a whole other career, and then she switched and started doing this. Sold, 175 homes last year, 3.5 a week. Like, that's a great, and she loves it. She's super passionate about it, and she's kind of a nerd about it, always learning more and helping people and finding new ways that she can be useful, like in divorces and estate, you know, deaths in the family and things like that. That's a perfect illustration of the point I was making, that Christina Leavenworth, you know, didn't have to do just this one thing, but she's really good at this one thing. If you're needing to buy or sell a house, give her a call, 723-9158. She would love to meet you and talk with you about it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Primary results are in two races that could determine the balance of power in the Senate.
The campaign for Maryland and America's future begins.
Yeah! Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's the Republican's candidate to flip the seat held by retiring Senator Ben Cardin. Prince George's County Executive Angela Also Brooks wins the Democrats' primary, overcoming record self-funding from Congressman David Trone. Fox's Bill Melugin.
In West Virginia, the current governor, Jim Justice, backed by Donald Trump, will be the Republican nominee this fall, and this seat left vacant by the retiring of Senator Joe Manchin.
And he endorses the Democratic Party nominee, Wheeling, West Virginia Mayor Glenn Elliott. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance among the Republicans in New York supporting former President Trump at his criminal hush money trial.
Not just to Donald Trump or even primarily to Donald Trump, it's an insult to the American people.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we have partly cloudy skies at 75 in Pensacola. The city of Pensacola now getting the word out that off-duty officers will be cracking down on illegal loud noise disturbances downtown starting tomorrow. Now this comes after business and property owners got together with the Downtown Improvement Board to say they'd had enough.
This is something obviously with their tax dollars, the downtown business owners, property owners, something that's that they've had issues with for years, and I appreciate them coming with a solution to try to take that on.
Mayor DC Reeves says there won't be any warnings issued. The citations will range anywhere from $116 to $166, depending on whether those violations are moving or non-moving. He says the biggest problems are from aftermarket mufflers that are already against state law. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says three people were injured in a drive-by shooting yesterday afternoon on Diego Circle. That happened at about 4 p.m. and was picked up on the county's ShotSpotter sensors. An Escambia Sheriff's spokesperson also confirmed multiple 911 calls were received. Right now, there's still no word on the severity of the injuries or a description of the suspect vehicle. The victims were taken to a local hospital before EMS or deputies arrived. Congressman Matt Gaetz now demanding answers after a report that he says outlines racist DEI programs currently in effect at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Gaetz responded to a report from the Washington Free Beacon that outlined a number of VA-sponsored support groups in several states that specifically exclude white veterans from participating. Those groups include a Black Veterans Peer Support Group in Minneapolis that welcomes all veterans who self-identify as Black, as well as a race-based stress trauma empowerment group in Long Beach, California, that welcomes veterans who identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color. In a letter to VA Secretary Dennis McDonough and the House VA Committee, Gaetz is requesting an oversight hearing by that committee, saying, quote, no federal resources, let alone sponsorship by the agency itself, should be given to these discriminatory programs. Joe Ford, News Radio, Pensacola.
The FBI is out now with a warning for elderly Floridians that are being bilked out of billions of dollars by fraudsters. Special Agent Zarkaria Baldwin says the 2023 Elder Fraud Report shows that Florida ranked second in the nation for the number of reported losses from tech support and other impersonation scams.
And that's basically somebody calling you saying there's an issue with your computer or your bank account or your utilities, and there's an urgent need for you to either pay a fine or move funds into a quote-unquote safe account.
And he says those fraudsters are now using AI software to mimic a person's voice, so the victim often thinks they're speaking to a relative. Floridians lost more than $90 million in investment schemes and over $40 million in romance schemes. 534 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It is going to be a beautiful sunny day today with a high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Nice and mostly sunny for Thursday with a few clouds moving in late. High near 85 Thursday afternoon. Temperatures dropping near 73 overnight. We'll have showers and thunderstorms moving in on Friday. A few storms could be strong. High near 84. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
74 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. 8 TikTok content creators have sued the U.S. government in response to the new federal law that would ban the social media platform if its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, does not divest. The creators argue the bill violates users' First Amendment rights to free speech. TikTok filed a similar lawsuit against the U.S. government last week. The legal challenge could end up before the Supreme Court. The Justice Department has reported that Boeing violated a 2021 settlement that protected it from criminal charges after two fatal 737 MAX crashes, opening the company up to potential prosecution in the U.S. The agency said the airplane manufacturer failed to implement an ethics program to prevent and detect violations. Boeing has 30 days to respond. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 126. The NASDAQ up 122, and the S&P 500 up 25. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill...
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jim's Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jim's Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to fight for our freedom. Join Jim's Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve in our United States military. Jim's Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Serrano Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jimsfirearms.net and sign up for one of their concealed carry classes. Jim's Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 538 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're coming into town from Milton or Pace, just go a different way. Take Avalon to I-10. That's your best bet because at the intersection of Scenic and 90, at the Mugs and Jugs, basically, you have a power line across the road. Escambia County Fire Rescue is on the scene. I'm told FPL is on their way. And traffic, the last report I got, is being diverted through the parking lot at Mugs and Jugs. Just go around some other way if you can. Take 10 to Avalon as your, just sit there and enjoy listening to me talk on the radio. You know, you have choices. Yesterday had a chance to talk to Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. And the backdrop for this was people had been texting me in all morning that, you know, it was windy on the bridges. And I had said that I didn't think it was that windy just based on the map that I was seeing. And so the sheriff challenged me on this. Sheriff Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
You didn't think it was windy?
Well, okay. So because... I got people texting me and saying the wind on the bridge. And I looked up. I have what's usually a pretty reliable wind map that showed me 10 to 15 miles an hour. And I'm like, okay. But then everybody said, no, it's really windy. And I looked outside and I'm like, well, I can see it now.
It's pretty windy out there.
So, you know, I'll take, I will be corrected. I take that. Thanks for piling on, sir. I
appreciate
that. You're
welcome. That. I just might as well.
You're
like
the best.
To
it's certainly deserved.
so like you've never piled on.
Well, yeah, that, exactly. Where's that bronze statue anyway? sorry. Not anywhere
in public.
Me? It wasn't you. You solved the... Anyway, let's move on. Friday, we had a shooting in Century. Is that right?
That's correct. We had a report of a male that had gotten shot in his home, apparently. These are the things he's alleges to have taken place.
I got you.
That,
okay.
Some dude broke in, shot him in the stomach, and then fled. We're not buying all of that, but luckily he looks like he is going to survive, and we are going to continue to talk to him, trying to get the information that we
really
need.
You mean people get involved in incidents and then don't tell the whole truth about them sometimes?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, it's funny because when I say alleged, it's because of legally I'm obligated to say alleged. When you say alleged, it's like, I don't believe him. I have my doubts about this story. So fair enough. All right. That actually brings something up. We haven't had a lot of bad events in Escambia County this last week, which is great. I'm always happy to have that be light. But we did see this very awful shooting over in Baldwin County, right? You had like a group of 1,000 people get together at this outdoor party. People got into a conversation, and you wound up having, I mean, God, what is it, like 30 people got shot, some crazy, you know, 3 people killed.
I think 18 people got shot.
18, okay.
I mean, it was an enormous number.
I mean, because gunfire breaks out in a crowded area, and who knows what can happen. But it made me think, we've had incidents not quite like that, but we've had the big parties, you know, the big outdoor parties, and we're getting into that time of year where it's warm and people want to go out and celebrate. And, you know, I remember, like, you know, I think Lexington Terrace was one and Bristol Park was one. And I forget the name of the park that's up towards Century.
Carver Park.
That's right. That there's been stuff like this. But I know you guys have taken action to kind of thwart some of these events from taking place because the event makes the crime more possible, right?
Well, there's a couple of things that we've done in the past. Last year alone, we've taken advantage of a statute that allows for unpermitted spontaneous events or events that are advertised on social media, you know, where anyone can come, you know, mm-hmm. open type parties, and they're unsanctioned. If we get wind of these things, we can post signs that show that this is a special event zone. And what that does, it allows us to not only ticket the cars that are in proximity or violating the law, but also the fines are like doubled, and then we can get costs for the tow trucks and all sort of thing. And once we figure out who the organizers are, we can hold them accountable for it. And it works pretty well. If you can find an organizer, if you can find someone that's posted a booth up there and that sort of thing. Because if you're there and you have a booth and we say, hey, who's in charge of this party? I don't know anything about anything. We have to go then. That means there's no one in charge of this thing here, so we can shut it down. So that helped a lot last year, this posting of a special event area. There's also one that we alleged to have threatened to shut down the beach if during spring break a lot of people would come here and mm-hmm. take over the beach like they try to do. We had signs made up saying this beach is closed, and this, again, taking advantage of another state statute that allows the sheriff of the county to shut down.
When was that?
A riotous. This was, I sent an email to all the members of the Center of Island Authority and to the Board of County Commissioners at the beginning of spring break, because we got word that like Panama City and some of these other counties were shutting down their areas.
Okay.
And we got word, intelligence was, that they were going to come to Pensacola Beach.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't want them to tear up our beach. So I had the signs made up. I actually issued out hammers to the lieutenants on the beach so that they can post these things in an open area so that people understand what's taking place. But we didn't have to do that. Fortunately, we had enough security. We had enough cameras out there. We didn't have any problems. So this is how law enforcement can address some of these things.
Didn't actually go up.
No, we never had to use that.
That would have been a response to crowds coming.
That's correct.
I gotcha. Okay.
Well, not just crowds. We're all for crowds.
Difficult.
It's unruly crowds that cause raucous behavior.
So you guys have been proactive at preventing these large gatherings when they don't have permits.
As much as we can be,
yeah.
Yes. And as long as we're aware of them.
And that was the, it was right by your offices. You had, I don't want to say, was it the Boys and Girls
mm-hmm.
Club? I think it was the Y, but it wasn't the Y.
Right.
And that was kind of one of those sort of situations too, but after the fact, right?
That's correct. Sometimes these things happen, I say spontaneously, but they happen so quickly that that we have, you know, we're a little bit slow to react.
Right.
And in that particular situation, we did get there. We did basically shut that down once we had the response that we needed.
Sheriff, I know you're well familiar with this terrible incident that took place in Okaloosa County. I mean, the Hurlburt, they're now on a stand down in basically grief and mourning over this air crewman, you know, getting killed by a deputy. You know, FDLE is investigating. I know you've seen the body camera video, and you know, I want to ask you to comment on the shooting, and mostly because I would put you in the unfair position of having to comment on another agency that they haven't made a decision and they're waiting for law enforcement right to play out. So it'd be, you know, just as inappropriate for you. People sometimes ask, why don't you ask him the hard questions? Well, because if I ask him a question that he can't answer, it kind of make us both look stupid. And what's the point of that? Like, you got to have some good discretion about what you can and can't ask. I will say and what's productive to ask. I will say the one question that I had about this is, I think about myself as a homeowner. You know, I'm putting myself in this airman's shoes. If I'm at home and somebody knocks on my front door, and I didn't call for law enforcement, okay? Right. Obviously, if somebody says they're the cops, if I can look out my front door and see that, well, that's one thing, okay? But let's say I'm not sure, or let's say the keyhole doesn't show them because you're trained not to stand in front of the door for very obvious defensive reasons. What do you want me to do? Because I'm bringing a gun to the door if I'm worried. I mean, 100% I'm bringing a gun to the door. But what then do you want me to do so that I comply, but also I'm safe and you're not threatened?
Well, again, that's the key there, I guess, is that what would a reasonable person do when they hear a knocking on the door late at night? I don't recall.
It was actually daytime in this case. Okay.
So,
yeah.
So I think that I always look out a peephole or look through the window area of my front door before I open the door. And many times I come to the door armed. I don't know every time I come to the door armed, but I don't just open up the door unless I'm certain who it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it appears to be a delivery guy or someone that I might be expecting, then yes, I would likely open the door. If it is someone that I'm not aware of, certainly if it's at night, then I do go to the door with a gun. Mm-hmm. I don't know that an individual can see the gun that I have, but I do have the weapon.
So if I'm trying to discern whether you're law enforcement or not, and trying to be safe, and you know, we had this whole conversation the other day about you know, it seems, you know, you're in your right to have a gun pointed at, not at somebody on your property, but at the same time, you got to be smart about, you know, how people react to that. You know, do you want me to have it like concealed? Do you want me to say, hey, give me a minute, let me go put it on a table? What kind of interaction do you want me to have with law enforcement to avoid a problem, you know, as much as we can?
Well, I think the difficult thing here is that we're talking about something as if it were a perfect scenario, if everything
right,
worked out right.
Right.
And 99.9% of the time, things work out perfectly because people will likely do come to the door with a gun somewhere, and their interaction with law enforcement is perfectly fine. But then there's always that one situation, and this is certainly a terrible tragedy. And as you mentioned, I don't know enough about how did he know there were law enforcement. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't see that on the body camera. I do know that the deputy did announce a couple of times, not the first time apparently, but a couple of times afterwards. So again, we're talking as if there's a perfect scenario where it's just a knock on the door, and you know, hey, you know, is this your lost dog or something of that nature, and those interactions go quite differently. So the deputy, again, I can't put myself in deputy's spot. I don't know what he was thinking, what his thought process was. So again, that's why I can't comment on that. Even if it were our own officer-involved shooting, I'd be unlikely to comment about the thought process of the deputy because the deputy likely has not been interviewed yet. Mm-hmm. And then I would not have, or at least this situation, I do not have the background on how this individual knew or would have known or should have known that there was a deputy at the door. So this is, again, that's why that there's an independent agency, the mm-hmm. Florida Department of Law Enforcement, that's reviewing it, and then the state attorney's office is really the one that's going to make the determination on whether it is criminal or not. And then ultimately the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office will make that determination on whether it was appropriate within their guidelines.
We got a bunch of events that are coming up that you guys are doing. I mean, a lot of events. In fact, tomorrow you have the Fallen Officers Memorial, is that right?
That's correct. Tomorrow at right in front of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, which is 1700 West Leonard Street, at 9 o'clock in the morning, we will have our annual law enforcement memorial. is opportunity for us as an agency to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in the line of duty for Escambia County citizens. That will be Wednesday, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And then you have Coffee with a Cop coming up also Thursday?
Yeah, our Coffee with a Cop, they draw pretty good crowds. People love coffee. And in this case, we'll be at Drowsy Poet right there on Brent Lane.
Oh, all right.
And we'll be there from 7:30 to 10 o'clock. Come on in. We'll buy you a cup of coffee if you're inside there. That is May 16th, again, the very next day at Drowsy Poet on Brent Lane.
And then the 21st and thereafter next week, you've got some stuff. You've got Dining with Deputies, so you're giving me coffee this week and next week food?
Well, I don't know if we're giving you food, but I think what we're doing on the Dining with Deputies is these are foundation events. Bubba's 33 has decided, hey, we want to support the Sheriff's Office, and the best way to support the Sheriff's Office is through Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. And so Dining with Deputies is, if you go to Bubba's, they will give us a portion, or they'll give the foundation a portion of the proceeds from everything that you buy there. So it's all day long. It's lunch and dinner. So we're asking if you're going to go to Bubba's anyways, and what a great place to go. You can go there on that date, and you're liable to see me. I'll probably eat twice there myself, and you'll see a lot of my partners with me during lunch and during dinner time.
So it's more dining for deputies, not necessarily dining with deputies.
Yes, that's exactly right. Okay. I've been accused of doing this because I just want to eat at Bubba's 33, and I don't know that there's any falsehood to that.
And then coming up on the 24th, you've got a movie night at Brownsville?
That's correct. We're starting our movie nights back up again. This year we'll have about four of them. This next one, the first one really, will be May the 24th at 5:30. Brownsville Community Center. Again, this is the large movie screen, the portable movie screen that we bring bring to them. And we buy, the foundation actually pays for hamburgers and hot dogs, and we'll feed them. This one will be Brownsville Community Center. I think it's actually behind there, a little park behind Brownsville Community Center. We've been talking about doing this one since I've had the roundtables, the gun violence roundtables, a year and a half ago or so. We talked about having something in Brownsville. And we had one set, but the rain, lightning storms, we had to cancel it. And so this one looks, hopefully the weather will be better. May 24th, 5:30, Brownsville Community Center, or right behind it, Sheriff's Movie Night. You can come, you can eat a free hot dog, hamburger. And again, this is paid for by the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. I was just going to text and say, hey, we can clarify, it's called Dining for Deputies.
Oh, it is?
As you said, Dining for Deputies.
Marketing people,
but there will be deputies.
There will be some.
You could be dining with them if you'd
so
like to.
Many prepositions potentially here. We could dining with, dining near, dining for.
I just got food on my mind. I just know Bubba's 33.
And again, you mentioned, but I just want to make sure people know the expenses for these various kind of community outreach events are always funded by either drug seizure money or the foundation or a combination thereof, right?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, thank you so much for the time and for helping keep us safe, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 552 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, and one of our new advertisers here on the show, and I'm super proud to represent them because Pensacola State College has been a great resource for me, for my family, for our kids. We homeschool, in case you didn't know, and so we've had two now, one just and one a couple of years ago graduated high school, but while they were in high school, they took dual enrollment classes at PSC. So my two oldest, their 3 years in high school were spent getting a year and a half worth of college credit because you get dual credit. That's the idea of dual enrollment. So they entered UWF with a year and a half under their belt as sophomores and a half to work on their mechanical engineering degree. And they loved PSC. PSC was great for them. It's small class sizes, individual attention. It's a great transition from high school or during high school, or even if you haven't had a lot of experience in the classroom setting like our kids in homeschool, personalized attention, like I said, the teachers really care about teaching. They have a lot of different class sections, so times work with your schedule and different teachers. If you want to work with this teacher and not that teacher, that all of that stuff. Very easy to work with, perfect for the traditional or the non-traditional student. With campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Like I said, a fabulous resource for anybody needing educational goals. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. but Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Operation MWR is Saturday night at NAS Pensacola with performances by Little Big Town and Maren Morris on the Portside Lawn. Gates open at 5:30 for this free event exclusively for DOD cardholders and escorted guests. Presented by GovX. Remember, for everyone's safety and enjoyment, leave bags, coolers, and weapons at home. For more information, visit NavyMWRPensacola.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Be one of the greatest band names ever. Sushi and the Banshees. I mean, you know, in the pantheon of creative band names, that's got to be pretty high up there. 5:56 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A group of TikTok content creators from 8 states now suing the U.S. government over its efforts to potentially ban the popular app. A law signed by President Biden last month calls for TikTok's parent company ByteDance to sell the app or have it banned in the U.S. In the lawsuit, the creators call the law unconstitutionally overbroad and argue it violates the First Amendment rights of users. TikTok and ByteDance have also filed separate lawsuits. The Rust crew member convicted in the deadly 2021 shooting on set has filed an appeal. Hannah Gutierrez was the film set's armor when Helena Hutchins was shot and killed. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. And for our Aldi shoppers out there, they've issued a cream cheese recall due to potential salmonella. The grocery chain recalling 8-ounce portions of its Happy Farms whipped cream cheese spread, chive and onion cream cheese spread, and strawberry cream cheese spread. And apparently there could be salmonella in any of those.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Not what you want in your cream cheese.
For your quarter grocery shop card experience, if you shop there using a quarter, then, you know, you look at me like you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I love the quarters. Okay. Yeah. I always have a quarter in my truck. It's ready to go if I get to Aldi's.
It's the greatest example of externalization I've ever seen. You know, externalization is this idea of you take a cost that you previously in a business had to suck up yourself, and you push that cost onto somebody else, in this case, the shopper.
Well, there's
no
real
make them
cost.
Return the cart to the store,
right?
By making them drop off a quarter every time, and that system works pretty well.
But if you've ever wanted to buy a shopping cart, a quarter's as cheap as it gets.
I mean, that is the lowest price you're ever going to find for that much scrap metal. That's for sure. David, thanks for the update. 5:58 on News Radio Pensacola. You may have heard David talking about this earlier. The NAACP has put out their list of demands that have to be satisfied before life can go on in America over this genuinely horrible shooting of Airman Fortson in Okaloosa County. And as far as I can tell, what they're basically calling for is all the things that are already happening. We want a full, transparent investigation of the killing by the FDLE. Yep. Check. Like, release the body cam. Well, they will when the report is done. We want the disciplinary record of the deputy. Okay, again, I assume that's going to be in the report. Access to the reports on use of force, lethal complaints. I suspect all of this is forthcoming. Now, they do ask for the Department of Justice to get involved. If there's evidence of racism or systemic problems, then they will be. So the NAACP is kind of late to the claim party.
Dependable here, traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.